Welcome back to the 1 in 100 podcast. I'm your host, Amir, a.k.a. The Black Podcaster. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Listen, man, welcome back. We got another dope episode. This is going to be kind of a quick episode because some very interesting news came out today. Today's Wednesday. I'm putting this episode out right away. So I probably will be back with you guys again later on this week because there's some other stuff that I wanted to cover, you know, with the movie news and different trending topics. So there's some other things that I definitely wanted to talk about. But, you know, we definitely need to cover this topic because something very interesting happened today. But before we get to that, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you to hit that subscribe button. Especially if you are new to the podcast. All right. We are available on all major platforms, anywhere podcasts are available. You know, just hit that subscribe button, tune in weekly, sometimes twice a week. Who knows? I put out an episode late on Sunday, like with Sunday morning or something like that. But, you know, and I'm back again with a quick bonus episode. So, and I'll be back again later on this week. So, you know, you definitely can get, you know, more than one episode a week. And guess what? It's free. Okay. So hit that subscribe button. Make sure you listen to the podcast. You know, it costs you nothing. Like I said, you know, this is a free podcast and we're just here to talk about the things that we love, you know, movies, comic book news, TV shows and trending topics, all that good stuff. So excuse me, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a dope episode of the 1 in 100 podcast. So let's get to it, man. I don't really have time to be playing around tonight. I just want to get this episode out and get it to you guys and, you know, let you know my thoughts of the news that dropped today, Wednesday, Valentine's Day, actually. Yes, I don't have any plans tonight. Me and my wife are chilling. Our anniversary was on the 12th. You know, we went out to dinner and everything already. We celebrated our love. But, you know, I got some things for her in the room. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell her. You know what I'm saying? Don't be trying to spoil no surprises. You know what I'm saying? But I did get my baby a little something. So let's get to it. Fantastic Four. We got the cast. We got the casting announcement today. They dropped it on Instagram, which was very interesting, but not interesting at the same time. I feel like Kevin Feige is trying to dial back certain things. He's actually kind of, in a way, I feel like he's kind of mimicking James Gunn a little bit with this announcement, because James Gunn actually makes a lot of announcements on social media. He answers a lot of questions on social media. And it's a cool way to kind of, you know, get the feel of what the fans are thinking, you know. So James Gunn kind of set the tone for this announcement for the MCU in a sense. But they took to their Instagram page to announce their new cast, their new team, the new first family of Marvel. And a lot of people were excited. If you actually go to the Instagram page on Marvel, it's kind of like this really interesting picture. It kind of looks like a throwback. If you really examine the pictures, a lot of old furniture. It just looks like a more classic vibe. And word on the street is this is going to be somewhat of a period piece. This is at least what people are speculating right now, that it's going to be somewhat of a period piece, which I think would be kind of dope. Because if you think about it, we haven't seen the Fantastic Four. We don't know anything about the Fantastic Four. Nobody's ever talked about the Fantastic Four in the MCU whatsoever. But what would be cool is now that we know that we have like this whole multiverse thing, you know, happening, and Kang the Conqueror is out there, you know, trying to conquer different universes, and just all, you know, Loki is now he's like the god of the timeline or something like that. I didn't watch Loki season 2, but what would be cool is if this Fantastic Four was from a different universe, maybe the universe where the Beast was at the end of the Captain Marvel 2 movie, or the Marvels, where Monica Rambeau ended up, you know, where there might be mutants existing in that universe. So what would be cool is if they've actually been a part of that universe. You know what I'm saying? And that could be a cool way to bring them in, bring the X-Men in, all kinds of things like that. So I know there was some speculation that a while back with Ant-Man 3 that maybe the Fantastic Four could be lost in that city that Kang was living in. So, I mean, that would be cool. You know, shout out to all the streamers and everything that were bringing that out, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever Ant-Man came out. I told you guys, I'm getting old. I'm losing track of time. But let's get to this cast, man. So we got Pedro Pascal, who will be playing Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards. We got Vanessa Kirby, who I'm not really familiar with, but I know that she was in the last Mission Impossible movie, the Dead Reckoning movie. She was in that. So a lot of people are familiar with her. She'll be playing Sue Storm, aka the Invisible Woman. We got Joseph Quinn, who will be playing Johnny Storm, aka the Human Torch. And he was in Stranger Things. He played Eddie Munson or something like that. I think that's his name, or yeah, I think it's Eddie Munson. You know, the crazy like rock and roller dude with the long hair. So he's going to be in this movie. And then we also get I'm gonna mess up his last name, but Ebon Moss Bockridge. He's gonna be playing Ben Grimm. He's actually on one of my favorite shows called The Bear. He's really good on that show. So he plays a character named Richie. So he's actually an Emmy Award winner. I'm getting this news from Hollywood Reporter. So yeah, he's been doing his thing for a while. So he's gonna be playing Ben Grimm. So a lot of fans were, you know, giving their opinions on this thing. A lot of people were not so happy when the whole news started dropping that Pedro Pascal could possibly be playing Reed Richards. A lot of people were kind of like, oh, he's too old. And now we find out who Sue Storm's going to be. People are like, oh, he's, you know, he could be her father and all this stuff like that. Me personally, I don't really care, you know, the age. I mean, Pedro Pascal is a very, very talented, capable actor to play this role. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing some really cool things. And I've always looked at Reed Richards as like a mature, older gentleman anyway. And Sue Storm always looked younger than him in the comics. So, I mean, it is what it is. I know some people also have some weird issues with him not being, you know, from the Caucasus Mountains, you know. So, you know, people just have these weird like opinions about the cast and everything. But my point is, I don't give a damn. You know, I have stopped caring about casting probably, what was the last movie that I might have been excited? Probably maybe Black Panther kind of got me excited for the casting with Chadwick Boseman. I thought was an amazing actor. Rest in peace. But I'm trying to think. I don't think there's ever been, maybe the last thing I got excited for was Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine. But other than that, I don't get excited about casting. And maybe that's why the MCU or Marvel decided to drop this news on Instagram, because they have gone out of their way to do like these big showcases at different conventions and comic cons and things like that, showcasing the talent. And lately, all this great talent, you know what? I lied. The last time I thought it was a very interesting casting choices and I was kind of intrigued was, The Eternals. That was probably the last time I was like, oh, wow, they got like some heavy hitters in there. This is going to be a great movie. And it turned out to be not that great of a movie and kind of left me with more questions and no answers. So I think Marvel's idea right now is like, listen, let's just drop the cast. Let's let the fans know who we're going to be working with. But we really have to put in this work with the script, because we haven't been telling good stories and we've been going over the top with telling people who is in our movies and what, you know, and doing all this, you know, announcing, you know, Mr. Fantastic, Mr. Pedro, like doing all these huge announcements and all this stuff. And when the movies have been coming out lately in the last, you know, phase four, shit's been trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been big boo. It's been big boo for a lot of these movies. So a lot of people haven't really been pleased with the movie. So I feel like they kind of toned it down, took a page out of James Gunn's book, and like, hey, this is who we got. And this is what we're working with. So let's get to work. So I'm excited, you know, that the movie is, you know, they finally at least, you know, are making steps towards the movie. We're finally like, okay, cool. This is great. But the only thing, like, I'm still a little shaky on is, you know, the director, Matt Shakman, who was the director for WandaVision, which a lot of people loved, including myself, but he doesn't have a lot of big experience with big movies, and this is going to be a big movie. Like, fans have been waiting for a reboot of the Fantastic Four for a long damn time. And we got a date announced and then it got pushed again, you know, so a lot of people just been like, yo, can we just get this movie? So we're finally going to be getting it. It's coming out in 2025. It's actually coming out. This is crazy. It's coming out the same damn month as Superman Legacy, the brand spanking new DCU movie that's going to kick everything off. It's coming out a couple weeks after that, which is going to be July 25th. So it's coming out right after Superman Legacy, which is very interesting. But, you know, 2025 is going to be a big year for Marvel as well. And it could be an outstanding year for comic book movies in general. I mean, we got Fantastic Four coming out in July. We got Thunderbolts coming out in May of 2025. What else we got? We got Blade coming out that year. We got Captain America Brave New World coming out that year. So we got four movies coming out in next year of 2025. And all of these movies will now be under the direction of Kevin Feige. And I've said it before on this show, Kevin Feige didn't have the power that he had previously in phase four, and that could be why a lot of these movies were falling flat, because they weren't telling the stories the way they should have. And obviously it's probably because they lost their leader. Marvel was just trying to push out TV shows and didn't really have a solid game plan. And now that Kevin Feige is back in charge, you know, back in the chair that he should have been in all along, you know, we're getting scripts that are getting thrown out, and we're getting shows that are getting restarted, and movies that are going back and doing reshoots, and, you know, brand new scripts for Blade. And it says we got all these things that are changing, and hopefully they're changing for the better. But now we got the Fantastic Four and we're ready to rock and roll, man. You know, Marvel is ready to get back to work. So I'm excited just for the fact that we have this movie finally coming. They decided to go and show us the cast. I'm not too sure about the director. I didn't see who's actually going to be writing the movie. Hopefully they're getting experienced writers. I do know Max Shakman has a lot of TV experience, and this is no knock against him. Like, you know, Marvel is known, or the MCU is known, for getting directors that don't have a lot of experience, all the way back to, you know, Iron Man, the first Iron Man. Like, a lot of these people that were working on the movies were not experienced, like, with big films like this. So, or groundbreaking films like this, and they built an empire. So I'm hoping that it will really hit, because truth be told, the actors are going to say the damn words that are on the paper. The actors are going to take the direction of the director, you know, the guy in the chair. So it's on them. They got the people with the acting chops, which is great. But I mean, you could have got a bunch of no-name people and had a great director and great script, and it could have still been a beautiful movie. But now, I mean, the pressure is definitely on Max Shakman, because he's going to be working with some very talented actors. So hopefully he can make this thing pop and give us all what we've been waiting for. And I'm excited just to see if this is going to be a period piece, because I like the fact that if it is going to be a period piece, that means we're going to have, like, I mean, all these actors are older people, like, you know, so they're not like kids like the previous one, when we had Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm and all these younger actors, you know, up and coming. It's going to be set in a different time period. They're going to be mature, and they're going to be like, maybe we're going to be jumping into a world where they're already known, you know. So maybe this could be a period piece where we start off knowing that they're out here saving the day, and then maybe they get lost in space and we go on this crazy sci-fi Fantastic Four adventure of them trying to get back to where they back home, or back in the present day, and almost like Captain America, where, you know, he got frozen in time, and then obviously when he comes back into the world, it's a totally different world, and he's a man, you know, he's a hero out of time or out of place. So maybe that could be something that would be cool with the Fantastic Four going that type of journey. But now it's a family. And maybe in their world, there aren't a lot of superheroes. It's just them. And then maybe we can find the X-Men in there. Maybe we can get introduced to some of these OGs like Professor Xavier or Magneto in that time period, or in that period piece part of it. Like, the maybe it's like in the 60s or in the 70s or something, you know? So, because if you look at the artwork, like, it really looks dated, and I like that. So I'm excited for the direction that they're going. I just hope that Matt Shackman can hold up on his end and Kevin Feige can keep this thing in line, rocking and rolling, so fans can get back to enjoying these movies. And I'm interested in seeing who is going to really win that month of July with Superman Legacy and the Fantastic Four both coming out the same month. Let me just double check on that really quick, because I'm pretty sure Superman Legacy is coming out in like 2 weeks before, but let me just double check. Superman Legacy. Yeah. Oh, wow. July 11th. So that's coming out. Whoa. Okay. So that's going to be insane. Wow. July 11th. So that would be, yeah, exactly 2 weeks apart. Yeah. So that's going to be a crazy month for DC and Marvel heads. And I'm excited, man. I hope they keep everything on track. I pray that we do not get any crazy pandemics or any major setbacks that the world has to go through. I mean, we've had the acting strike, we've had the writer's strike, we've had the pandemic, we've had all kinds of just sadness in the world. And the movies honestly have reflected some of the downtimes. You know, we had some good movies in there mixed in, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man, Spider-Verse. We've had some good movies, but we haven't really had a lot. I mean, I like Black Adam, but we've had some duds in there, you know, and I really want to get back to a world where, you know, comic book nerds or comic book casual fans could get back and hit those theaters and be in the parking lot talking for hours about what we just saw. Like, I love that time, and I hope we get back to it. So yeah, that'll do it for this bonus episode. I just wanted to talk about this. Once again, if you're not sure where I stand on this, I don't give a damn about the cast like that. Honestly, I don't. I just want Matt Shackman to do his damn job. That's it. That's all I want. But the cast is cool. We got some good actors, but please make sure y'all get them words right. Let's make sure we get the direction right, and everyone could be in the theater just having a good old time like we used to. You know, I want to feel this again. So that'll do it for this bonus episode of the 1 in 100 podcast. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I did pick up some books, but like I said, we'll talk about that stuff later on this week. I just wanted to get this episode out to you guys as soon as possible to give you my thoughts on the awesome news that we got today. You know, we're finally solidified. We have the Fantastic Four team and we have the date. It's time to rock and roll. So hopefully you guys are excited, and I'll talk to you guys later on this week, man. Y'all have a good rest of the week. It's hump day, baby. Valentine's Day as well. So go hump on your wife or your husband. Peace.